when you raise the intensity in each chakra, you're also raising the vibration of each of your chakra centers. Vibration is what it is all about in your chakras. They are the vibrating centers in your etheric body. They are associated, each one, with your glandular functions. Even though science has not recognized your chakras, these energy wheels are recognized as your glandular functions within your body. They operate within those glandular functions. See all eight chakras in perfect alignment with their respective colors, the high vibration of each one, and the spinning of the chakras. And now put your attention at your high heart center and connect that energetically to your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead. Connect the two, the heart-mind connection. Send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and back down around, forming a vortex of energy as it goes up and down, around and around. And feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex of energy. And coming out of that vortex right there in the middle of your forehead as a little ball of light, a little ball of consciousness, point of consciousness, is you, the real you. And let yourself now move out through your third eye as a doorway or a window out into the astral realm. Feel yourself moving through that doorway into the astral world. Now, if you can, be aware of yourself standing outside of your physical body, looking at your physical body, laying or sitting there. And know that although you are still connected to your physical body, you are not your physical body. For in fact, your physical body was generated by your astral and etheric bodies. Just as at the point of leaving the physical body in your death process, you leave in your astral and etheric body. You continue on and on and on. So now let yourself begin to, or become aware now of your astral body. Look at it, feel it. See it for what it is, or what you make of it. For you can make anything out of your astral body that you want. You can image it any way you would like to. If you are a male, you might want to see yourself as a virulent, strong, masculine astral form. If you are female, see yourself as a lovely, beautiful female form, or anything that you would like. It does not have to even be male or female. Can be anything that you want, anything that feels right to you, but make it you. For this is the you that you will leave whenever you finally do leave your physical form. This is the you that you will have, at least temporarily. So now, as you, begin to rise up from wherever you are to the roof of the building that you are in. If you are in a building, if you're outside, see yourself rising up into the sky through the clouds. Feel yourself moving. Feel the movement. Movement leads to awareness. Continue to rise up until you are past the Earth's atmosphere. You will become aware of the planets, the galaxy, all of the ships, all of our ships, and all of the many other ships that are out here, the many sizes and shapes and colors. Become aware of them ringing all around the Earth, surrounding the Earth. Now look back down and see your physical body way down there. Become aware of that. And the Earth, Gaia herself, the pristine beauty that is Gaia, the internal beauty that is Gaia, the internal beauty that is coming forth more and more now is your skies. Many of you have noticed your skies are changing. Colors within the sky, within the clouds, as the sunlight comes through the clouds. Everything is changing. Be aware of that now. As you are also aware of the ships and the planets, become aware going beyond the planets, beyond the solar sun, out into the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. Let yourself move through the central sun of the galaxy. Become aware of the galaxy Andromeda, the galaxies beyond that. Many billions of galaxies and the corresponding central suns of all of those galaxies, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source. As you're aware now of the cosmic source, see this great star of energy, this ball of energy, of consciousness, such high consciousness, beyond recognition, beyond reasoning. Your three-dimensional consciousness cannot understand this. But you, the part that is you, can understand this consciousness, can feel it, can experience it. Feel the love coming from this great central source of the universe, cosmic source itself. And that love coming as energy, pulses of energy, waves of energy. And see them, those waves of energy that have been coming to the Earth for some time now. Moving through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of your galaxy, and then through the sun of your solar system and to the Earth, wave after wave, bringing higher consciousness, higher vibration. Many of you have been feeling this higher vibration over some time now, as it becomes stronger and stronger, wave after wave, higher consciousness, stronger and stronger vibration. Then see that final wave, the wave that has left the central source, is on its way through the galaxy central suns and heading toward this galaxy. And when it arrives, see it moving through your sun, your central sun of this solar system. See it coming out as a flash of light, a great flash of light. That flash hitting the earth is a beam of light, a wave of light, a wave of love, of higher consciousness. And as it strikes the earth, see it spreading out across the planet as a wave that spreads in all directions. Think of it in terms of a body of water. Now, rock or a pebble is thrown into that body of water, and the centrifugal waves that come from that one point of implosion into that water, how the waves move out in all directions. See that happening now from this solar flash, and the waves spreading out across the entire planet, engulfing the planet in this wave of consciousness. Wherever this wave of consciousness touches, whatever life form it touches, and in that moment or in those moments, which can be minutes, hours, days, and even weeks, raising consciousness to that life form. Wherever that life form is in that moment, they are affected in relation to where they find themselves in their own spiritual advancement. Love incarnate, Christ returning to this planet, even to this solar system. Christ, the Christ consciousness that was embodied by the Master Yeshua. Christ consciousness returning. This is the second coming. But the second coming is not in one individual. It is all of you. All of you are the Christ consciousness. All of you carry the Christ consciousness. Feel it everywhere now as it moves into all beings, both beings of light and those that still are within darkness. Even those within darkness feel and will feel that light, will feel that glimmer. If there is yet but a spark, an ember left within them of light, an ember of the flame within them, it can then ignite into a full flame, just as it has within all of you. All of you, those light workers and warriors, our family of light, now see the world, your world, changing as a result of all of this. Vibration and frequency increases across the planet. See the resulting changes or the changeover that occurs from this. Now people everywhere are coming together once again, feeling united, feeling as one, feeling as they want to help each other rather than fight against each other, where hate is no more replaced with love with kindness, with gentleness, where there is no more judgment. There is only acceptance. Acceptance of the light and the love within each. And you say namaste. It is recognizing the light within each one of you. I recognize the light within you, and you within me. Feel now for just a moment. Feel what that shall be like. Now everyone will come together again. How freedom will reign across the entire planet. This is what you are all working toward. All bringing forth. Feel it within your very being, within the you. It is you. As you come now back to your physical form, finding your way back, bringing your astral form, your etheric body back into your physical form. Bring that blissful feeling, that sense of oneness, that feeling of you being united back in with you. As you come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara, and it is an honor and a pleasure for me to be able to be here with you. I, as an emissary of the Pleiadians, to be able to be here with you in these times, in these moments that you find yourselves in now, these times of great consternation when things do not appear as you want them to be, but as you want them to be. That is your three-dimensional self that is speaking to you. That is your ego that is speaking to you, how you want them to be, but not how it is all meant to be. You are all meant to be here in this now moment, this moment that is changing every moment. Every moment you move forward as you understand time, but time is relative. As you move higher and higher in vibration into the higher frequencies, into the higher dimensional frequencies, time becomes less and less important. It is only your three-dimensional paradigm that brings time into the equation. But because you find yourself still within this three-dimensional illusion, time is of the essence to you. You look out as things are happening in your world, and you wonder, well, when is it going to be? When are these changes that you speak of? When are they going to be here? When is the solar flash going to happen? When is the changeover? When are the arrests, the major arrests, going to happen? When is disclosure going to be revealed? Disclosure of those of us, your family of light. When indeed is all of this going to happen? And it will all happen as it needs to. You know, that is not what you are looking for. You want a date. You want a specific time when you can sit back and finally relax. You can finally let go. And that time, my friends, is approaching. It is approaching quite rapidly, even as the great solar flash, the great event, is approaching. But you must continue to allow for the process to unfold. The plan, the great plan of the solar, the universal Logos to unfold, because it is unfolding, it is happening. You look back again at the when is it all going to happen? And my answer was, it is all in the process of happening now. But look ahead just a bit. You are all looking at a certain date that is approaching now. That time, your 21st of this month, and how much has been heralded from many different sources, that this is that time, this is that moment. Could this be the changeover? Could this be the solar flash? And I say to you now that it could be, but it also might not be, because all is dependent on your vibrations as a collective whole here on this planet, where more and more of you shall come together. And you are in the throes right now of a great revolution, both within yourselves and outside of yourselves, which could indeed lead to a revolution outside of yourselves. But only if the plan that is fully in the works dictates that it should be so. In other words, it could go either way. But many things now are looking as the fight that has begun, the fight for freedom, the standing up for who you are and the sovereignty within your being, that has all begun and is fully in process. And all indications now are saying, as the light continues to prevail everywhere, that this standing up for freedom, this fight for your very right to live as you want to live, is what will win the day. Just as the one that you call your president shall win the day. You are in the process now of completing one or the first of three phases of change that is coming to this planet. And the culmination of that first phase is what you call right around the corner. The second phase then will begin. The second phase, which will fully bring about the revealing of all of the truths that have been held back from you, where your media systems finally come forward and begin to share once again, as they used to, the truths as real journalists were taught to do. And they will no longer be overshadowed by those forces of darkness that have held them under their thumb. These truths are coming forward. Even the truths that you are certainly not alone in this universe. And many, many other truths are to come forward. And as your Bible has said, and other truths that have foretold this, no rock shall be unturned, for the truth will be revealed from many different sources and many different directions. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would all continue to find each other, to find those ones that are yet searching for that glimmer of hope, that glimmer of light, where they too can begin their awakening process, begin to move more and more fully into their own ascension process as well. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready for your questions if you have. We do not have a direct message at this time. Just understand that you are in a very auspicious time. We will use that terminology here, a very auspicious time where many things can begin to change and are in the process of changing now. Your very lives as you have known them up to this point, and you have seen this in this year that you have had here, are in a great flux now at this point. And they will continue to do so for a bit here yet. But as you know, the light has won, and it cannot be stopped. No one can stop the avalanche of higher consciousness and higher vibration as it streaks across the planet in all directions now. Would you have questions here for One Who Serves and Shoshana?
Greetings, Shoshana and One Who Serves. This is Orv.
Yes.
Carol Hill has made us aware of the Schumann resonance. A couple days ago it was 500, and then I think it was yesterday, it was up to 800. And how does this relate to the rise in consciousness, you know, from, you know, fourth to fifth? We're in the process of happening right now. Is that a good way to see it? Is human resonance actually a good barometer to use for the rise in consciousness?
Most definitely it is, because it is showing these spikes, as you are seeing here, where the correspondent rise in consciousness or rise in vibration in that moment is occurring. And this is indicative of how the entire collective of consciousness of this planet is in the shifting process here. Even though it does not appear to you as you look from your physical eyes, you cannot lose your physical eyes and your brain, as you have learned here over the many lifetimes as we find it, you cannot use that to be able to see the full picture here, to be able to understand fully what is happening as consciousness is raising across the planet. More and more people, you can look out and you can see how people are what is your term, fed up with the freedom, their freedoms being taken away from, their sovereignty being robbed from them. And as this continues to happen, they rise up more and more and say, no more. We will not succumb to your totalitarian rules and your draconian rules even here. We will not succumb to that. We will not give in. And that in itself is a raise of vibration. And the resultant love that is coming into this planet and raising consciousness, and therefore the love quotient within the planet is rising. Okay, Shoshana?
Thank you.
We will share. May we share?
Oh, most certainly. Thank you.
Dear brother, this that you call the Schumann resonance is the vibratory essence of how the Earth responds to more than you can imagine. The Earth is responding to the galactic vibrations, to the universal vibrations, to the multiverse vibrations, and it is adjusting itself as these vibrations are intermingling with its vibrations. This is also along with the human vibrations. It is a very complex subject. You may see it simply as the humans that are raising in consciousness raise the vibration of the resonance. That is partially accurate. However, the totality of how this is working is in response to the entire shift that is taking place, not just the shift in the consciousness of the humans. Namaste.
Very good. Oh, great. Thank you.
Added perspective here, yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question, one who serves in Shoshana.
Yes.
Okay. We know that the mainstream media is part of the old deep state paradigm that is collapsing as we speak. And so we don't get any real info from them. Most of us get our information from our higher selves, also the alternative media and videos. A lot of them are saying that arrests are happening behind the scenes right now currently, such as Obama has been arrested and Biden is wearing an ankle bracelet, and supposedly Gina Haspel, the CIA director, was injured and arrested in a takedown of the voting machine server in Frankfurt, Germany. I just want to know if any of this is true, whatever you can share and shed light for us, please.
What we can tell you is you are accurate in terms of finding your information from your higher self. In other words, ask your higher self to give you confirmation about these various things that you are asking. As you know, we cannot give direct information about a particular individual as to whether that one has been arrested or indicted or whatever it is that you want to call it. We cannot do that directly. But indirectly, we can give you understanding that many, many things are happening behind the scenes, and much of what you are hearing in your various alternative news processes has a great deal of truth to it. But it is always about discernment, your own personal discernment here, that you must continue to exercise. And that is what much of this is all about here, learning to use your discernment, where you do not get direct answers until they are actually shown to you. But again, much is happening behind the scenes, has been for some time, and will continue yet for a bit here as well. But just simply continue to allow for the process to continue to take its course, because it is all on course. Shoshana?
We will share. May we share?
Yes, sister.
Dear sister, what the one who serves has given is an accurate picture. What we will add is that some of the things are true and some are not true. What is true is that the plan that is in motion is working itself out. There are many perspectives. There is much information being given. Some is not true. Some is true. Even what you call this alternative media sometimes has an agenda, you see. So you must rely on the one truth that the light is winning and the plan is working out, irrespective of what you see as facts. Namaste.
And we would add here that as you have been gathering from various sources, and including Kara here in this message here today, where she gave, and others again have given, about the phases that are in process here. And the second phase, which is imminent, as we will say here, in beginning, it will bring about exactly what you are speaking of here in terms of a revealing of those things which have been happening behind the scenes. In other words, you can look at your movie, your Wizard of Oz, and where they say, do not pay any attention to that man behind the curtain. Well, that man or those men and women also will be coming out from behind that curtain soon. Okay?
Namaste. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? Anything further?
Okay, I will jump in. This is Lorelei. Hello,
yes.
Dear ones. So I have this experience of having two what would seem to be twin souls or twin flames that come visit me. One that I call Sandy, because I think for some reason he's somehow related to Archangel Sandalston. I had that experience. And the other that I call Ani, as Prince Ani Ruth Ha, as I understand, having something to do with the Prince of Shambhala. And sometimes that individual has occurred to me like Yeshua or like Bob Marley, because I think that perhaps what I understand is that perhaps he was some kind of walk-in or something for that. So anyway, it's kind of weird having these two, what would seem to be twin flames or twin souls. I'm trying to work that out. I've been trying to work that out in my head for a long time. I mean, I think that perhaps one of them, I can remember the birthing of one of them when our souls were birthed, and perhaps the other one was a twin flame to one of the higher aspects, because I guess you would have more than one in that case if they each have their twin souls or twin flames. So I'm trying to work this out, and I was wondering if you could give me any more thoughts on it.
What we can tell you is you have one twin soul or one twin flame. There are not numerous ones, but there are aspects of who you are. And what you are describing here, as we find it, is more a sense of you, the aspects of yourself where you have been certain beings, individuals within your past. Not only here on this planet, but in many systems prior to coming here to this evolution. So you are experiencing some of what we have been giving for some time, that the remembrances will begin to come back to you more and more as you open up to it. And as you allow yourself to experience these reconnections, we will say here, with those other aspects of yourself, they will continue to increase here, both in quantity and quality as well. Shoshana?
We do not add.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Well, I'm confused if they're aspects of myself or if they're aspects of my twin soul. Because they seem like they're aspects of my twin soul.
We would ask you to, we would discourage you for a time here to let go of the concept of your twin soul as being so important to you at this time. Because it is you and your higher self that are in the process of moving toward and through this changeover and through your ascension. When you have fully moved through your ascension, will be the will then come the understanding of the question that you are asking here about your twin soul. And at that point, you will have access to that fuller connection with that one part of you. Okay?
We wish to clear something.
Yes, please do.
We wish to share. Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find that your process, your brain, attempts to compartmentalize your experiences. We find that this compartmentalization is detrimental to your advancement. We find that the truth here is that those that wish to integrate with your consciousness through dreams, through meditations, through whatever journey you are taking, are aspects of you, and your twin soul is an aspect of you. You are all aspects of each other. It is all a unit. It is a unification process. You cannot determine whether one is an aspect of the twin soul, one is an aspect of you, because it is one and the same, you see. That is the conundrum. It is all one. Namaste.
Yes, and
thank
it
you.
Is quite difficult for the three-dimensional consciousness at this point to be able to understand fully what both we and Shoshana are giving here. So simply just let go and let God work through you, God being your higher God self here.
Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. Yes, wonderful. Would there
Thank
be
you.
Other questions here now?
Greetings. Moses is here. Greetings from his service and Shoshana. I wanted to perhaps just demystify any myth about what to expect on or after the 21st. You know, we've got a lot of, we're hearing a lot of versions, but I mean, within what you are allowed to share, would you mind giving us the scope of what we will experience here in the 3D on and after this date? Thank you.
We were expecting this question to come up because it is just as Kara has given So many of you are concerned and focused on time frame here as to what will be in your immediate future and your more distant future and whatever it is. So you have been given a date here, your December 21st, 2020. And if you remember, 8 years ago, in your December 21st, 2012, you were given at that time a special importance to that date as well. And when that did not occur to you as you had been given, that there would be great changes at that time and everything was going to shift and you were going to go to sleep that night and wake up in the fifth dimension and all of these things that you had been given at that time, and in many respects were accurate, but as you know, that it was determined that you would wait. And you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and now it is 8 years later, and you are still waiting here, and still wondering, well, is this going to be the time? Is this when it's going to be? And we will say to you here, yes and no. It is not going to be exactly as you are thinking it is going to be, as some sources are saying here, but it is going to be an incredible increase of consciousness coming into the planet on that day because of the alignment of the planets. The alignment of the planets that is occurring at that time, in that moment. So it is foretold, it is has been heralded as a great change that comes to this planet on that day. Now, is this the great solar flash, the great event? Possibly not, and probably not at this point, because as we find it, the consciousness here on this planet is not quite ready for this yet.
Oh, it shit.
Would blow away, you might say, your central nervous system. Mm-hmm. Maybe not those of you that have been preparing here and acclimating to these energies, but to many across the planet that are still quite asleep here in terms of not coming into knowing of who they are that they do have.
Please mute your phones.
Yes. Please mute your phones, yes. It is to say that there will be a great altering of consciousness on that day. That is true, and that is happening and will lead to many further changes that will come to your political arena and to your governmental arena and your... basically, your culture as it is will begin to shift more and more as a result of this alignment of planets that is bringing this, we will say, a major wave of vibrational frequency, raising the vibrational frequency here on this planet. That is what we can tell you about this at this time. It can be and will be a wonderful experience for those of you that are ready for this. Shoshana.
We wish to share. May we share, dear brother?
Please, thank you.
Dear brother, we wish to share what we can see in your own consciousness. May we share this with you?
Yes, of course.
Dear brother, we find great leaps. We find great enhancements occurring in your own human consciousness. We find that your path has been enriched and you have moved forward with great stride. We find that you are not the same consciousness you were even a year ago. We find that you have become enhanced. We find that you are a loving and giving and monumentally giving and loving soul that has found his stride. And we will tell you that in each moment that passes, the enlightenment that is available to you is available to you if you ask for it, you see. This process of moving forward, this process of consciousness is partly if you ask for it. And we find that you have asked for it, it has been answered, and you may move forward continually on this line of light that you find yourself in, and that you will find yourself culminating and unifying in this process as you move forward, you see. It is not about a day. It is about a moment. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes. We do not wish to discourage those of you that thought that this would be the day and everything would be what you call hunky-dory after this. It will not be quite like that. But it is, again, in process here. All of this is about a process. And you cannot go from zero to, as the James is fond of saying, zero to 60 in 2.4 seconds. You cannot do that in terms of your motor vehicles here. So it is a process that you need to continue to go through and experience what will be on that day. And that day, which will culminate with a great meditation that is being formed throughout the planet here. Many are coming, will be coming together on that day in meditation and helping to springboard, we will say, the further changes that are about to befall mankind here. Okay, we gave many hints within this, in case you are not aware. Many hints, but not a direct answer as to what exactly will be on this day. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've heard that the powers that be, the positive galactics and everybody coming together to, are actually, they have decided to come and to speed up our timeline because, I don't know, to help. And we're, well, because we're doing well, but also just so to speed it up. Is that how you see it?
We would not say directly speed it up, but we will say that the galactic, your galactic family and ascended masters and the Agarthans are all in process of assisting wherever they are able to without doing it for you. You see, for we are forbidden to do it for you. And we can, though, assist and guide and nudge here and there and even influence directly in terms of avoiding what could have been and would have been in your past here in terms of a nuclear war that was in process of occurring. And those forces of light from the galactics and those others were able to intervene. You have heard where they shut down all of those nuclear weapons on that base. That was a part of this. It has happened many times in many different ways where huge catastrophes were avoided as a result of interference, but allowed interference into the affairs of man here. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And
Donna, do you have anything you add here?
Comfort.
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question, Gina.
Yes.
I'd like to know more deeply about the collective and who they are and what is their position. What do they do? I know they do great things. Can you expand on that?
When you are speaking of collective, we are not quite sure what collective you are speaking of, as there are many collectives. We ourselves are a collective here. There are Pleiadian collectives and Syrian collectives and many, many different collective of the nine, and councils and many different factions. So what collective are you speaking of?
It was something that I had heard a few years back. They were speaking of the collective, and that there's 100 of them, and it had multiple masters and archangels involved in it. So, but now you're saying that it's considered many collectives. So, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Many collectives.
We wish to quantify.
Yes, please do.
We wish to share with you, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Dear sister, a collective is a group of consciousnesses that have an identical focus and an identical point of view that is moving in a direction that will culminate in that point of view and that perspective manifesting. That is what a collective is. We will also point out that each of you that think that you are an individual being are not. You are also collectives, as you have joined many, 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 many collectives to manifest your own perspectives, you see. And you can even say that in some cases, even this call can be considered a collective. So once again, the first explanation that we gave is that a collective is pointed in the same direction and wishes to see that their perspective manifests. Namaste.
And we will add here that there are multidimensional aspects of yourselves that are part of those collectives that you speak of.
Yes.
And the various councils and all of this.
It is mind-boggling.
Yes, very much so. Did this answer your question?
Maybe not.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other further question here before we take your email question? Nothing further? Then we are ready for your email question.
Yes, this is Lorelei. So the email question, if the deep state is attempting coronavirus vaccinations, will the forces of light stop them before too much damage is done?
What we can tell you is the forces of light, the Alliance, have already been in the process of stopping much of this. They altered the aspects of that virus, that your coronavirus, they altered that already so that it was not as contagious as they had meant it to be and as
deadly
as they had meant it to be. So it was already altered. And just as they were able to do that, they will also be able to alter any type of vaccine that comes out. Now, with that understanding, it is up to all of you, though, to use your own discernment as to whether or not you want to comply, as to whether or not you want to consent to those various controls that are in the process of being rolled out, which will not necessarily, though, be rolled out. We cannot say for sure at this point because it has not yet been determined. But many of the indications as we look at this from a perspective, our perspective, many of the indicators are saying that this particular vaccine or vaccines that come out will not be what the forces of darkness are planning for. It will not be allowed to happen, or if it even is in the beginning of it, it will not be allowed to continue. Okay?
We must share here.
Yes, please do.
We must share here. May we share?
Well, this is their email question, so yes, you can.
Oh, we must share this perspective as it applies to all. All that are listening must understand that they are the forces of light. They are members of the forces of light. And that the resolve that each member has creates the momentum to see the light become the dominant aspect of the planet, you see. So each of you must have the resolve to move this forward. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done with the question time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not have a message. We will just simply say to know who you are, to know how powerful you are, and not to lose sight of that in the process that is going on. Namaste.
Yes, and we add to that just simply, as we have said many, many times, continue to be in the moment and be as neutral as you can within the moment. Watch what is happening as you sit back and watch a movie, but as you watch a movie, you do not get involved yourself. You are not the characters in that movie. So watch from afar, enjoy the show, and just let it play out as it will do. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.